Is it on? Yeah, there it is. It was their fault. I just didn't push it all the way. No, it was my fault. You know, that button stopped, you know. But thank you. But I know, you know, the Miller family, and then would like to thank you for their prayers during their time this week. And so we've been praying for them, the death of their loved one. And so we pray the Spirit of God would be upon them and help them through this time. Amen. And you know what? We're going to praise the Lord no matter what. In season, out of season, you know, it doesn't matter what's going on. In our hearts, we praise our God because of who He is. Well, if you would, please turn to John 15:13, please. John 15:13, an incredible scripture. I mean, the whole word of God is incredible. You know, the church, the body of Christ, really needs to fall in love with their God. Yes, you know, the world out there has an animosity towards God and towards the church. But we as the body of believers throughout the world here need to fall in love with our God. Yes. To love Him, as the scripture says, we're going to get into with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Yes. You know, it says this in John 15:13. It says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And we know we just took part in communion this morning. And communion is a time where we don't forget what Christ has done. But we know this. Our Lord and Savior laid down His life for every human being that wanted His forgiveness. There's no greater love than for someone to lay down their life for their fellow friend, it says. But we have a God that laid down His life, that became human flesh. I mean, no other God has done that. There's no other God, only one. But He came as flesh and laid down His life because there was no other way to bring unity between humanity and God the Father except a perfect human being would die and would die without sin and would take up the sins of humanity from the past, the present, and the future, could take that blood and say, through that blood, we can have forgiveness. Look, let me tell you this. Jesus loves you. Oh, my, can you imagine? Can you imagine from the foundations of the world, from the very beginning, when you were in existence in heaven by the Spirit, but you weren't in your bodily form here upon the earth, that Christ Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit loves you and I. Like no other love that can ever be expressed by man. We see a little bit of it because God in us and He helps us express that love towards people. But to the extent that He has for us is far beyond what we ever could imagine. But we know a God that gave His life for us because of His love for us. That He's saying, look, whatever you need, I will supply. Whatever you want, I will get you if it's according to my will. That's the love of God, to lay down His life and saying, you are the one I came for. And look, He didn't lay down His life for anything else in the world except humanity. I know we love our dogs and we love our cats and we love all these animals. And that's okay. We need, you know, that's okay, you know. I had somebody come. I was on the route yesterday, and this guy drives up in the back, and I'm going, okay, he wants his mail or whatever, you know, whatever. He comes, he has a paper, and he said, have you seen this cat? Okay. Well, I see a lot of cats. It's black with four white little paws. I said, okay. Goes by the name of Boots. I came by Stein's, and here I am way on Graceland. And whatever, he got lost, and I can't find him. He's from Baldwin. He said, I've been here 3, 4, 5 times, and I can't find him. Do you know? He loves that cat. Man, that's amazing. But can you imagine the love of God that he would send down his son because of his love for you and I? What a God we serve. People, don't ever get to the place where you think, well, you know, you're not important. Because people, you are important to God. You're so important that he sent his son to give you life, liberty, to give you what you need in life, to not let you go away to the left or to the right, but to bring you in closer to him. The love of God to be there for you. How many times has God, you by yourself and you're saying, you're calling upon God, and if it wasn't for the Spirit of God that came into that home and done a mighty work, no telling what would have happened. That's God showing his love towards us. Every time we call upon him, the word of God says, those who call upon him, I will hear. When we call upon our God, he doesn't have a deaf ear unto us. Oh, thank you, Lord, that's right. That he is attentive to the prayers of his people. That we don't have to worry. Will he hear us? Or will he listen to us? That we can rest assured that when we call upon him, that he is listening. Yes, and he's answering the call. I want you to turn to, so here we know God loves us. I want you to turn to Matthew 22, please. Matthew 22. Does this sound a little funny? Okay, I don't know, Joe, what's going on, but they'll handle it. Thank you. Matthew 22. Look at verse 37 and 38. We have established the fact and truth that God loves us. He has given us specific instructions on how to love him also. We can talk, we know this without a shadow of a doubt, the love of God towards us. People, look, we can rest assured in it. We don't have to question, does God love us this afternoon? Or does God love us tomorrow or next year? We know by the scriptures. We know by the power of God. We know by being born again and accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior that God loves us. But also, as he comes in and lives in our hearts and souls, God wants us to love him more than anything, people. Now, look at this. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 and 38, it says, Jesus said unto him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And look, verse 39 too. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Here we see God is saying this. We're to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. Now, Mark chapter 12, verse 30 goes a step further, and he says also strength. We're to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy 6:5, it says it again. We're to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. Mark is the only one that goes a little farther and says strength. We are to love him. When we love God with everything in us, that doesn't mean we won't make mistakes or do something wrong or say something wrong, whatever. And you might say, well, how do you know that, Pastor? Look at David's life. David, it says in Scripture, was a man after God's own heart. Yet wasn't he the one that committed adultery? Wasn't he the one that had Bathsheba's husband killed, put on the front lines and killed? I mean, he was a murderer. But yet God looked at David, because God sees things different than how man looks at it. And God looked at David and said, that man, which was supposed to be the first king, is a man after my own heart. God saw in David that this man, David, was a man that loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And you see, we got to do everything we can to serve God. And that means this: loving God before any human being upon the earth. Okay? Because I tell you this, and I know most people, well, if I love God more than my wife or my husband or my children, well, then, you know, that's going to make things wrong. No. God knows if we put God first and love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we will love our spouses and our children more than ever. There's something with God when you put him first. The scripture says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. God is tired of being last. I'm telling you, he's tired of being last on a lot of things. He's tired of being last on Sunday. He's tired of being last with the finances. He's tired of being last in everything. And we as the church, the body of Christ, needs to promote our God and put him first. You know, I was out there. I'll try to go out there as church starts. And I'll often just pray, Lord, bring the prodigals home. Bring the prodigals home. Because I'm expecting prodigals to come home. There's an expectancy upon my heart. However he needs to do it. You know the story of the prodigal son that went off and did all his own living. But the father stayed on that porch waiting for the son to come home. And one day, the prodigals are coming home. Amen. They're coming home to where they need to be. Amen. They're coming home to safety. They're coming home to health. They're coming home to where God is and where the Spirit of God is. The prodigals are coming. They're coming. And we just got to wait and watch. Wait, watch, and pray. You see, that was the love of God in that man's heart. And we know it's a pair of waiting for that son to come home. Because he loved him. Yet, he took everything that was his, basically, at that time, that the father could allow him to have. And yet, we know he wasted it. But the father, on that front porch, in that rocking chair, I'd say, waiting and watching that road. We're waiting and we're watching the road. And we're praying to our God. And let me tell you, when you put things in the hands of God, there's nothing like our God. What he can do. Let me tell you this, people. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And everything you have, put in the hands of God. From your spouse to your children to your grandchildren to your own life. Put it in the hands of God. And let me tell you, God will work miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God will work miracles, signs, and wonders. The power of Almighty God. What the devil wants is us to put it in the hands of ourselves and try to handle it. Or put it in the hands of somebody else. But God is saying, people, put it in my hands and let me show you what I can do. As she poured the oil, she said, oh, I thought there was no more. Get me another bowl. Poured some more. Oop. Where is it coming from? Get me another bowl. Get me another bowl. Till finally, she said, get me another bowl, and there was no more bowls. And all of a sudden, it stopped. That's in the Old Testament, people. The oil of the Spirit of God being poured out. We need the Spirit of God to be poured out upon us, people. We need the Spirit of God. I'll get up and I'll say, Lord, I need you. I need the Spirit of God to be poured out. To be poured out. To be poured out. We need to love God. And I'm going to say a few little things more. I know time-wise is running a little short. Jesus was eating at the table with his disciples. And it says from scriptures, they think Mary Magdalene came in. Mary, that's the one they cast out the seven demons from. They did that and they left. She came in and she saw Jesus. And she had something that was very precious to her. It was a little alabaster box or jar of perfume. And she passed all the people that were eating at the table till she got to Jesus. Because he was the one that delivered her. She should have been in the crazy house. Really? Seven? Just one will make you crazy. Inside of you. I mean, really? But she went to him. She broke it open. Either two things. One says this, and one says she took the jar and she broke it. So that she could not use it on anybody else, the perfume. And all the perfume went. She anointed Jesus. She put it upon him. Another thing that it was just a seal that was sealed in that if it would break open, that she couldn't do anything more with it. Either one, it doesn't matter. She took the best of what she had. You know why? Because she loved him. She loved God. She loved Jesus with all her heart. I don't know when the decision was made for her to go into that house with the one thing she valued the most. But she made a decision. Now we know before someone dies in the Old Testament or even in the new part, that they would take perfumes and anoint the body. She didn't realize she is fulfilling prophecy by coming and anointing Jesus with this perfume that went throughout his whole body. See, sometimes we don't realize the decisions we make in doing the things that God calls us to do affects people's lives for eternity. She affected Jesus' life for eternity, for his burial. Because they had to have a burial to have a resurrection. Because she loved God, God used what she had. I know sometimes we think, well, Lord, I wish I had more money to give. Don't we all? Or I wish I had more talents to give to you, Lord. Or I wish I had this or that. Whatever you have, use it for the kingdom. And he might give you a whole lot more.
Amen.
It doesn't go into, you know, any more about her. But I wonder, because you reap what you put in the ground. I wonder if she got a whole lot more perfume. See, she loved God with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love him. Love him. And let me tell you, you're going to see God move in ways that you never thought possible. Love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Everything. You know what that tells me? A sold out believer.
Amen.
To the kingdom. We have too many. One foot in the kingdom, one foot out. No more. We can't play the fence. We've got to either be on either side. You know, that's like the chicken on the fence, you know. Which side is going to fall on? Which side do you want? You know. We want to be on the side of our God. Love God. Tell him how much you love him. You know, I'm sure the married couples here, I'm sure you tell your spouse you love them at least once a day. No, Greg says no. Marie says, oh, don't. Oh, it's twice a day. Okay. Good job, Greg. Good job. Tell God how much you love him. Fall in love with your God. And let me tell you, God will speak to you. God will show you things. God will reveal himself to you. That's the power of Almighty God. You know, we want God to be what he wants to be in our hearts and in our lives. Let him move like he wants to move. The power of Almighty God. The power of Almighty God. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It might stop you from saying some things. It might stop you from going into certain places. It might stop you from doing actions that maybe you shouldn't do. Because of your love for him. Your love for him. Amen. You may stand, please.